Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Hey, remember us from 11 and a half minutes ago? Jesus Christ.
I was actually busy. I kept myself occupied. Was that 11 minutes?
11 and a half minutes.
Well, look, here's the good news.
You must be making some money
here.
Yeah,
that's the good news, Tim. Right. I mean, that's not bad.
All right. Speaking of money, gang, if you're injured, you've got to get yourself a lawyer. And I recommend a very good friend of mine, doctor. He's a lawyer. His name is Jacob Imrani, and he happens to be here to help out the audience. Nice to see you, Jake.
What's up, guys?
How are you?
All right.
Wonderful.
All right. Now, Jacob Imrani is an attorney downtown Los Angeles, and we brought him in for a couple reasons. A friend of mine got hurt. Not here at the station, but very close to the station, like a block away.
Right.
And he's looking for a lawyer. But I want to tell you what the case is, and you tell me whether this guy has a leg to stand on. All right?
Let's hear it.
He was eating at a restaurant that's in the area, and I'm not going to say what restaurant it is.
All right. All right?
And if people have been following the news, they'll know which restaurant this is.
Okay.
So he's having breakfast on a Sunday morning. He's sitting there, no problem, just eating. And wacko, a car jumps off Wilshire Boulevard, runs into the restaurant, and he gets injured. What happens to that guy? Is it the restaurant that's responsible? Is it the guy who drove the car? Who's going to pay for all the damages?
No, in a situation like this, obviously the person who's going to be liable is the person who is negligent. The restaurant here did nothing wrong, but the guy who was driving the car and decided to do the Dukes of Hazzard and jump through the window.
Right.
They're going to be the ones that are responsible. In a situation like that, though, if more than one person gets injured, the kind of insurance policy that this guy is carrying better be big enough to be able to handle it. If not, your friend's in trouble.
You know, that's an interesting question when you mentioned the insurance company, because
can they sue for indigestion?
That's a secondary lawsuit.
I was having a conversation with my insurance company actually not very long ago, and was talking about the limits that you can place on your policy.
Sure.
And I found myself really kind of surprisingly uninformed about all that.
Uninsured?
Yeah.
Underinsured?
Like, you can do 500, 250, or whatever it is,
No question.
Is there suggestions on that? Obviously, the more you have, the better. But I was really, honest to God, I didn't know what to tell the dude on the phone.
But that's actually what Jake does here. If you send your insurance policy in, he'll look at it and see if you have enough insurance.
Oh, yeah, we'll do it for free, too. All you got to do is you're a KLSX 97.1 listener and just send it in and we'll look at it for you for free.
Okay, now, gang, if you've been injured, if you've been bitten by a dog, if you've had a slip and fall, some a-holes, cleaning whatever surface and doesn't put out that that sign in English and in Spanish. What does it say in Spanish? It says, how do you say wet floor in Spanish?
It's like piso.
Piso mojado or something
piso
like that.
Piso mojado? Is that right, Jerry?
Yeah. Watch out.
It's piso mojado.
Right.
Piso mojado. What does that mean? The floor is
wet? Floor.
Is it wet floor?
Okay. Piso is floor. Mojado is wet.
Piso mojado is a hot chick, right?
I've never heard that one, but I think I'm going to default to you there. I think it is.
All right. But it happens all the time. It's happened to me a couple of times where, and I haven't been injured, so I didn't, call a lawyer. But if somebody does go down and, they get bitten by a dog or they get in a car accident, you got to call somebody immediately. And if you don't, the longer it goes on, the less chances you have of recuperating.
No question about it. And, if you ever fall in any of these public areas, if it's in a restaurant, if it's in a big supermarket, whatever it is, the most important thing is to make sure to report it to somebody. Make sure a report is made. Make sure get the names of the people who witnessed it. Mm-hmm. Because most of these places will always end up denying the fact that they ever did anything wrong. And what you want to do is make sure you have witnesses in order for, our office to be able to, fight for your rights and make sure that all your injured, all your bills, your pain and suffering, and everything that you have within your rights of the law, we're going to be able to, recover for you.
Now, it's an interesting area because obviously there are clear cases, I would assume, where a place or management or some sort of establishment that you visit where they've done something wrong. They've got something, the floor is wet or there's something. But there are cases, obviously, where somebody might just lose their balance or whatever. They're in a restaurant. They fall. I mean, not every fall is actionable.
Yeah, have you had people come to you and say, "I fell," and they're lying?
You know what? Anytime I think somebody's lying, I run away from those cases, because one of the most important thing that, you know, my law firm has is our reputation.
Right.
And, you know, with insurance companies, they know that if we're fighting, we truly, truly believe in the case. And since, you know, anybody who comes in our office, they don't pay us a penny until we recover money for them. So you don't pay unless recover for you. Mm-hmm. Then there's no reason for me to take a case in which I don't believe the person who actually says they're injured. That's not the type of firm we run.
All right. Jacob Imrani is with us. And another reason why I think this guy's the best is he's got an unbelievable story. When I met him, I said, where are you from? He said, he's from Iran. And I said, my doctor's an Iranian from Iran, and he's also Jewish.
Right.
And he says, so am I.
Boom.
And I'm thinking to myself, what an unbelievable place to try to, you know, grow up being Jewish.
Yeah.
In Iran.
A little dicey.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely dicey. But, you know,
now, you come from
here.
A wealthy family in Iran, but you had to give up everything in order to get out of the country. How old were you? 10 when it happened?
I was actually 9 when we left the country. And at that time, you know, what you had was not really important. It was just pretty much your safety that was most important.
Right. But this guy, I mean, a huge house in Iran with, tons of property and a great big business. Dad was very popular, and so was the grandfather. Everybody had to give up everything to get out of the country. Mm. And on horseback. They had to go, you know, from Iran all the way up through where? Through Iraq?
Turkey. You got a hell of a memory.
And how long? I mean, it took like 6 months?
It actually took us not that long. It took about 60 days for us to get out because of the fact that we had to go through all these different channels to get out. But
at 9 years old, this guy spent, 60 days on a horse trying to get out of the country.
Wow.
Can you imagine that? I mean, you know, we have no idea how, you know, goddamn blessed we are in this country. Mm-hmm. We're at 9 years old. You know, we're worried about what toy we're going to get for Christmas. And Jacob, he was on a horse trying to get out of Iran.
Yeah, do you have memories of that? I mean, obviously, you're old enough at that point to appreciate what's going on around you.
Let's put it this way. I remember every single moment of it, and I could tell you that at this particular moment, we live in the best place in the world.
Yeah, I mean, this guy, his dad had to pay people off, and his grandfather had to pay people off to try to get him out of the country.
Oh, wow.
And they kept you in jail for a little while, too?
Not us, just the adults. I was too young to go to jail.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
What did you do while they were in jail?
Took care of the ladies in the family.
God almighty.
Because I was old enough to take care of my mom and all the other females while, you know, the men were, pretty much being booked until we were able to get out of there. But, you know, I mean, everybody's got ups and downs in their, you know, in their life, and that was one of ours, but we're thankful right now.
But when you came to this country, you had nothing.
We started pretty much from scratch.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, it's an inspiring story.
Yeah, it really is great. The full story, I mean, his grandfather's story and his dad's story is unbelievable. All right, I'm going to give you Jacob Imrani's phone number. He's the best lawyer when it comes to this kind of stuff. And again, he's not going to charge you a dime, not a single dime, not a nickel, not even a penny.
Right.
Until your case is settled. All right, so get out a pen and write this number down. 888-636-7264, 888-636-7264. Now, I see we have Chris on here on hold. Chris, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
How's it going, guys?
All right. Now, you are a client of Jacob Imrani's?
Yes, I am.
And what happened to you?
I was in a motorcycle accident. I actually called a couple weeks ago when he was on a couple weeks ago and I got disconnected.
Okay. Where were you in a motorcycle accident? Where did it happen?
In Sound Valley.
And how'd that happen?
I was driving through an intersection, and a guy made a left turn and decided to ruin my life.
Right into you, huh?
Right into me.
Oh, Bobo. How long ago did that happen?
We're going on about 8 months now.
Jesus Christ. And what were the extent of your injuries?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I broke my left hip in 14 places. I broke the tibia and fibula. I shattered my left ankle. I broke my right femur in 3 places. 6 broken ribs. Punctured lung. Lacerated liver, kidney, spleen. 6 broken ribs, broke my left hand.
Oh, God.
I think that's it.
So what are you complaining about?
Yeah, I know.
But that's unbelievable. I can't imagine. I mean, you know, some guys with those injuries don't even make it.
Yeah, I was knocking on death's door for a little bit, but I pulled through, and I'm doing really well.
All right, and Jacob was able to help you out?
Jacob is helping me out, yes.
Perfect. All right. Was this guy insured?
He is insured, yes.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
Well, actually, we were, you know, when... What's up, Chris?
How's it going, Jay?
How are you, bud?
Good.
Actually, you know, Chris is a wonderful husband. You know, he's got a beautiful family, wonderful wife, 3 beautiful little girls. And we actually came over to our office. His case was being handled by another attorney. and he had been with them for a few months, and
nothing happened.
Nothing was going on, and when he came over, you know, I really, really felt for his condition and what was going on, and just wanted to make sure I can get him back on his legs. And, you know, we went very, very aggressive, and I think we did a pretty good job, and I think Chris is pretty happy. Huh, Chris?
Yeah.
How much did you get the guy, can you say?
That's Chris's decision.
I'd rather not say, but it's a lot more than I would have got with the other guy. So.
Good for you. All right. Well, I know nothing makes up for that injury, but
at least
it'll help you out. It's like, you know, these two women are walking in Dana Point. You see a case recently?
Yes.
They're walking down in Dana Point. Mm-hmm. You know, they're jogging on the bike path there, and some a-hole comes by and hits them and turns one of them into a quadriplegic, and I'm not sure what the extent of the injuries to the other one. But they sued the city of Dana Point because the bike path looked like a road.
Right.
And they just got an out-of-court settlement for $50 million.
Unbelievable.
They didn't even go to court. I don't know what, you know, I guess it's the biggest settlement in the history of the United States of an out-of-court settlement,
yes.
$50 million.
No question.
But you know what? Everyone always says, well, $50 million, I mean, you know, she would have never earned $50 million or your whole life, whatever. But her suffering is costing that family $470,000 a month to try to keep her going.
That's
you know,
right.
with the all the equipment that she needs
yeah,
to keep
right.
alive.
That's terrible.
But you know, you're only talking about the equipment. I mean, just imagine what's going on with the family. You know, I mean, this was you know this
oh,
lady
yeah.
was a family person. You can never put enough dollar value on the emotional aspect of what goes on with the family, the surroundings, and
yeah.
you know, just the everyday thing that they got to go through.
All right, call Jacob Imrani if you get in an accident or you get injured. You write this number down. And you call him, and he's going to take care of you. Even if you're with another attorney and it's not happening for you right now, call 888-636-7264. 888-636-7264.
People should understand that if they currently have an attorney or they have somebody they've been having conversations with an attorney, they do certainly have the right to talk to you. I mean, they're not, right? I mean, they're not obligated to the person that they've had some conversations with.
Actually, Brian, I'm glad you brought up that point because in California, you can change your attorney at any point and it's not going to affect a penny of your settlement. Pretty much, if you change an attorney and your attorney is going to be taking a percentage as a contingency percentage of your case, if you get a second attorney, the two attorneys need to work out whatever payment is there. No money goes out of your pocket.
Oh,
and the
I
reason,
see. Oh, that's cool.
And the reason the law is that way is because you're not going to be held hostage by any attorney
right.
worried about, well, if I go to the next person, what are they going to do? Am I going to lose more money? You don't lose a penny. As a matter of fact, if the attorney's not doing a good job, hopefully you're going to be gaining something by going to somebody who'll take care of you.
You know what? I never knew that. I thought if you had another attorney, he gets another, you know, 20%, and all of a sudden you got nothing.
Yeah.
All right, call Jacob Imrani. He's the best, man. 888-636-7264. Thanks for coming by, buddy.
You got it.
You're the best,
you
man. Look at that. All right. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. When we come back, Dr. Sophie is with us. He's a child psychiatrist.
Yes, you're going to be in the hot seat, too.
Psychiatrist. And he's going to probably rip my ass for taking my kid to casinos and the school and the track and everything. But I tell you, I'm up for the fight right now.
Now, are you prepared to take the doctor's advice?
Maybe. Maybe. I'll see what it is. All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Thanks, Jake.
Thanks, man.